Good morning, Symphony Church, and welcome to our continuation of our Lenten devotionals. Today's passage comes from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 14 to 17. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Amen. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 2 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." According to John, the Word, Jesus, came to live and dwell amongst men as flesh. If you pause to think about that, that's actually incredible and mind-blowing. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus came as man incarnate without ceasing to be God, and that is amazing. There's this TV show on CBS called Undercover Boss. Full disclosure, I've only seen one episode, but the premise is this. A person in an upper management position, such as a CEO or CFO, goes undercover as an entry-level worker in their own company in order to understand the daily working lives of his or her employees. Of course, the magnitude of God is infinitely bigger than this example. But the idea of someone who is quote-unquote above you coming down to dwell with you in the day-to-day is pretty incredible to me. God choosing to dwell amongst man, amongst the brokenness, amongst the inconveniences, amongst the humanness of mankind, is an enormous and profound show of God's humility. Despite God's holiness, God is not afraid of the messy. In fact, he is a God who embraced the mess enough to send his only Son, Jesus, to atone for it. These CEOs and CFOs only stayed for a couple of days to fill an episode's content. But Jesus seriously dwelt amongst men for more than 30 years. Let's give thanks today as we acknowledge the humility of Jesus. Verse 14 and 16 says that he came full of grace and truth, and that from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. I admit I can often take this for granted. Jesus could have come filled with judgment and condemnation instead of grace and truth. He could have, from his half-heartedness, given us biased favor and conditional love. But no, Scripture says that from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Despite that, sometimes it is hard to receive the fullness of God's grace. Perhaps the gospel message may seem just a little bit too good to be that true, or perhaps shame or guilt prevents us from receiving the fullness of God's love and forgiveness. I want to remind you, church, that Jesus wants to pour out the fullness of his love upon you. Not just a drop, but with the opening of the floodgates of heaven. Full of grace and truth, he wants to pour out upon you grace upon grace. And that's why Jesus came. He was not like the CEOs who came undercover for a day for his entry-level employees. Jesus actually did something about it. He chose to bear the burdens and sins of the very people that betrayed him. He saw the brokenness of mankind, and instead of walking away or going back to heaven with a blind eye, he chose, with the joy set before him, the very cross that would crucify him. As we continue on in this Lenten season to journey towards the cross together, let's continue to reflect and give thanks for Jesus, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are filled with grace and truth. We thank you that you give not out of scarcity, but out of abundance. For it is out of your fullness that we have received grace upon grace. We are not even worthy of a droplet of your grace, but the fact that you pour it out abundantly is sometimes hard to fathom. Speak your life into the broken areas of our hearts that resist you, and allow us to receive the fullness of your grace today. In Jesus' name, amen.